You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my trusted co-host, my partner in life, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me today. We're going to talk about tax refund.
It is that time of the year. A lot of you already have a tax refund sitting in your account. There's others that are on the verge of filing. Some people are on the verge of filing extensions.
And some, the money has already burned a hole in their pocket.
It's like lottery winnings for some people. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the 7 tips on how to use your tax refund. Not to abuse it, not to lose it, but how to use it.
Right, right. I think it's a good topic, and all of us do it a little differently. And I think, you know, if we think about it, you know, we kind of disagree with giving the government an interest-free loan, because what have they done for us lately? They hold our money, and then they give it to us, and then we have to file taxes, you know, it's all that stuff.
And unfortunately, it's the best savings plan that many people have.
Unfortunately, if that's your only savings plan, you may need to come and talk to us a little bit. Well, but since it is something we do, let's talk about how to handle it.
And the average refund check in 2016 is about $3,000. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, it's a decent amount of money that, you know, it's not a bonus on the tax man, because it's your money all along. And you really have to think of it that way. It's your money.
It is. Right. So we've outlined 7 different ways that you can, you know, either spend or save your tax refund. So number one, Doug, you want to take that one?
Yeah. Pay off debt. And this is when I beat this drum all the time, is you paying off any high interest debt that you have has to be a top priority. So by carrying any kind of high interest payments, you're just throwing money away. So I think you have to make that a really, really high priority, is get rid of the debt, your credit card debt, some of those peer-to-peer lending sites, any finance company debt, really get rid of that fast.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good advice. I mean, we kind of go around paying off the little things, but when you really take a look at that high interest debt, it's really important to look at that and pay that off as soon as you can, for sure.
It's probably the best opportunity that some people have to get rid of the debt.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. All right. So number two, we're going with start/build your emergency fund. So if you haven't already started savings, this is a great way to, you know, give your emergency fund a boost. And let's describe what an emergency fund is. So Doug, what is an emergency fund for you?
Well, so the emergency fund, it's that money. I mean, most people know what this is, because I mean, it is the money that
not
you go to.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, instead of having to charge something on a credit card, mm-hmm. it's the emergency money you go to, that your bank account or wherever form you keep that money. It has to be liquid, and it never goes below a certain amount. Okay, that's the goal. And for me, I like to see people about 4 to 6 months of house payments. So if you have a $1,000 house payment, you should probably have about $5,000 in your emergency fund. Now, that number can vary based on what your safety net is. So, for instance, somebody with a lot of money available on a home equity line of credit, well, that can serve as an emergency fund. So you may not need to keep quite so much money liquid all the time. Or some people have family they could go to get money quickly when they need it. So they may be able to have a little bit smaller emergency fund. But for most people, you need to keep 4 to 6 months of house payments in a place that's liquid where you can get to it, a money market fund, a savings account, something like that, where you can get to it. So that's the emergency fund. Your car breaks down, or you have that emergency room bill that's $1,200 or $1,500.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have a fund you can draw from.
Right. I agree with you on that. I think when you say 4 to 6 months of house payments, that's just a rule of thumb. It's a measurement,
yes,
of how much money. It doesn't necessarily mean house payment per se. Like, that's what the money is to be used for.
It's not reserved there to make your house payment,
right,
necessarily.
It's just the dollar amount that you should really have in savings to, you know, just cover your butt. I'll just say that when you're in the hospital.
Yes.
Go for the extra, what is that little robe thing that you wear in the hospital?
Oh, with the open back.
Yeah, let's go with closed back one. Maybe because of the emergency fund, you can afford that.
All right, so number three.
Yeah, number three, create a goal-oriented savings account.
Yeah, so creating a goal-oriented savings account is to basically have savings accounts that are designated for certain things that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there are some accounts out there like Capital One 360. I hate to advertise for them, but they're pretty good about it. They'll give you an unlimited amount of savings accounts with no charges to it. So you can have that Christmas account where you're putting
vacation,
money into it regularly.
Right.
It could be a vacation account. It could be a car account.
Motorcycle account.
Is that what yours is?
That's what mine is.
Yeah, I know it is, unfortunately. You want the motorcycle.
I really do.
At least it's not power tools this year. How many more power tools can you get, right?
Oh, I could think of a few. So whatever that goal-oriented savings account is, that's what that, you know, that's what that's for.
Yeah, I mean, it may be that you're saving for that next gaming system. It could be something that, I don't know, just anything that you really, really want. That's, mm-hmm. you know, what that goal-oriented savings account is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So number four, moving along, need-based spending. So this is something you deal with when someone comes in and has credit issues, the need-based spending. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So need-based spending. So I used to experience this in college. Okay. So I would go during the semester until my student loans would come in or my scholarship or grant money would come in. I would be living on next to nothing, and then there'd be all this stuff stacking up that I knew I needed, but I just had to go without until I'd get a chunk of money that would come in. And then I'd go out and actually buy underwear or, you know, I would buy, you know, deodorant and just all these things that would stack up. Well, that's college-based stuff. Well, now, I mean, it could be a dental problem would be a common one.
Boy, I just had that done.
Right, you just
Thank
had
you,
it done.
Chris
you had
Hawkins.
A, yeah, you had a root canal, and mm-hmm. it was $2,500.
Yeah, went in
expensive.
For a filling and got a root canal.
But you were in a lot of pain, too.
I
and
was.
You put up with that for a long time.
I did.
That could be considered need-based spending.
Yeah, that
you
was
needed
a need-based. I did. And Chris Hawkins is with...
Chris Hawkins owns Weldon Spring Dental Care.
Dental Care. He did
out
a great
by
job,
house,
by the
and
way.
He's a client, great guy, really good bedside
He
manner.
Doesn't give me a discount for mentioning that, but I just wanted to say he did a really good job.
He did do a good job, but mm-hmm. fixing a car problem could be that way. That,
yeah.
that check engine light's been on for a long time, and now you need to finally go get it fixed. So any of the need-based items, just you know, remember that you don't need a new TV.
Mm-hmm.
That does not fit in this category.
Right.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about 7 tips on how to use your tax refund. So next one, Tammy, number 5.
Invest it. How can we say this again? Invest it. That's how we can say it. So if you aren't maxing out your 401k or your IRA contributions, just consider boosting it with your refund. If your tax sheltered accounts are maxed, you may want to look into investing in diversified accounts. Look into a mutual or an index fund to minimize your risk. These are all things that you can do with your tax money. And if you need advice in this, give text Doug at
314-472-DOUG.
That's
so
right.
472-DOUG, 3684 are the numbers for
and
Doug.
And we are going to give you a financial advisor that we trust to help you advise you on investing this money.
Yes. And you can visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com mm-hmm. and look for this blog post. And you can shoot us a message through there too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next on the list, number 6, is to make home improvements. And Tammy, this is what we did with our tax return this money.
Yeah, we did.
This year.
Yep.
We did a room addition to mm-hmm. add a fourth bedroom in our house.
Right.
Which the number of kids we have, we needed it.
We did.
But that can be something that there's at least some return on your investment when you do a home improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a good one. Just be selective because there are certain home improvements where there is no return on investment.
That's
or very
true.
Little.
That's true. And, you know, a real estate agent would be more than happy to come in and talk about that a little bit. So don't be shy to ask them for some advice on those home improvements.
Yeah, because this can give you, it could pretty big dent in, you know, the new appliance or whatever it is that you need mm-hmm. for that home improvement.
Right.
Great time to do it.
Yep. And number 7, keep it liquid for business opportunities.
All right. So this is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is, I put this one in here because I know so many people who talk about there was this great opportunity they ran across, but it's not for them because they don't have any money. Well, they don't have any money because they weren't frugal, and they didn't keep enough money liquid to invest in that business opportunity when it came along. So I'm just going to urge you to really forward think that. Be frugal at all times because you don't know what that next opportunity is. It's going to come up that you won't be able to invest in because you would spend the things. You wouldn't keep enough money liquid. You let debt accumulate or you have You take the extra vacation or things like that. So just be frugal. Spend less than you make. Mm-hmm. The fundamental principle is live below your means all the time. Save first, then spend later. So just continually save. And when that business opportunity comes up, now you can pounce. And now you may have some business opportunity that's, maybe to start your own business. But a lot of people can't ever start their own business because they haven't saved enough. Mm-hmm. So this is it.
Right.
To me, that's one of the best uses of that money. Now
we have a bonus tip that we have. Last and certainly not least, we didn't put a number on this one. So really the top seven tips, the point of those is that do those first. And then this last one, Doug, this one you came up with, spend it on something you want. So let's talk about that a little bit.
All right. Well, spend it on something you want. So I'm not saying that you don't deserve a little R&R on a vacation or some other thing that you've been desiring. However, you think about where you want to be financially and see if that big ticket item is really in the cards. So when I say spend it on something you want, do all these other items first that were 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you've done all those and you feel like you've done it really well, all right, now maybe spend it on something you want, or maybe spend a portion of it on something you want.
Right. Right.
So I think that's important. And if you want to see these tips, yep. Tammy, did you have something else to add?
No, I was just going to say, go to our website, give us some ideas, make some comments on this blog post to give us some ideas on how other ways you could see spending your tax refund or saving your tax refund. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out, visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com, and look for 7 tips on how to use your tax refund. And if you have questions or comments, definitely reach out. You can text or call anytime at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-3684, the numbers for it. So when we return, you'll hear real estate strategies from a local award-winning realtor. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.